let's talk about the nuts and bolts of internal comms at IKEA. And first, let's get our terminology right. Because Guy, I note that you are Global Head of Coworker Communication. And that term, coworker, rather than internal or employee comms, is deliberate. And I just wonder, why is that? And how does that shift in language influence your thinking and approach?
It's very deliberate, and it's based on that the people we're communicating to are people. They're humans. They're our colleagues. It's not a strange entity. If we say employees, then we're talking down to people. If it's internal communications, then it sounds like we're just updating the intranet. We're not just communicating with our colleagues. We're engaging with them. We're trying to inspire them. We're trying to activate them. We're trying to bring them along with the journey. And communication is a two-way street. We're not just pushing things out to them. We're pulling as well. We're talking to them. We're having a dialogue. We're learning from them as much as we're trying to share things the other way. So it's just that human element, which is so critical to the way we go about it. And that comes down to the way we communicate. It comes down to the use of language. It comes down to the tone. It comes down to not using corporate language or not using media release template type ways of writing, which are absolutely inhuman in every way. It's robotic. So it's about having a human tone and a respectful one and respecting their time and their energy.
Now, I'm guessing you can't possibly be everywhere all at once. So you must presumably have to rely on a strong network of, and I don't know what you call them, but local comms champions, as it were. Can you tell us a little bit about what that network looks like, what their role is in the communications process, how you develop and interact with that network?
We call it a matrix here. And so we have colleagues in every single one of our markets that we work with to get the messages out there. But also, it's fantastic to be here at global headquarters, but we're so far away from a lot of what's happening on the floor and meeting the customers and their day-to-day challenges that it's absolutely critical that we stay extremely close to them. So we're in touch with reality. We're able to have our finger on the pulse and make sure that what we're pushing out there is well received, is needed, and is appreciated when it arrives. We should be helping them, and it shouldn't be top down. I always say when we're bringing someone new into the team, I report to them. I'm here to serve them. I'm here to work for them and to help them in any way. Mm-hmm. End of the day, for me, the key part of this job is just simple air traffic control. There is just daily floods of flights of communication that can come from all sides, hitting the markets and then hitting the stores and hitting the coworkers and the colleagues on the floor. We need to make sure that we're directing it in the right way so they're not being overwhelmed, they're not being confused, they're not getting double messaging, that it's extremely clear what they need to know when they need to know it.
So these local comms champions, they are responsible for coworker communication at a territory level, at their local level, and that's their day job. They don't do another job as well. That is their job. They have a similar role profile wherever they are around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you can appreciate, in some markets, you think of countries the size of the US or China or Russia, huge markets, geographical challenges and all the rest. So they have enough on their plate just dealing with what's happening on their home turf without having to be inundated all the time with us. So it's critical that they're able to also establish their own communication channels within their countries. We shouldn't be forcing people onto certain channels and say, no, this is where it all is, come and get it. We need to make sure that they're utilizing the channels that work best for them and work best for their culture, and that we're doing our best to make sure that it's received in the most easy and time responsive way possible. So whether that's simple things like our global corporate language is English, but you can't just rest on your laurels with that. You can't say, look, global corporate language is English, that's it. 70% of our colleagues around the world don't speak or understand English. We're missing out on 70% of our colleagues if we just take the easy option and say, it's English, so that's it, we do everything in English. We take the time to translate all that we can, which is expensive and
time-consuming.
And it has to be triple-checked by the time it reaches them, because mistakes can be made and small twists in words can get you in legal ramifications sometimes. So we've got to be super clear what we're saying. But again, by doing that, you're making sure that you're truly making the effort to communicate to the many, not just the senior leadership. If you're generally trying to communicate to all coworkers, then it's these things that you need to do. And you need to really Make sure you're going for the channels where they are. Go to where the coworkers are. Don't try to force them to where you are.
But also, the only way to become relevant for the many colleagues out there, it's both by finding the news in the country together with the comms department, but also having their ear or having their view or getting them engaged in what we do across IKEA.
I was thinking the comms network itself, presumably they get together occasionally as well. That must be fascinating because there must be loads of great practices and ideas they must share.
It's the secret to a successful network and why we've been so just thrilled and happy with ours is that they work together, whether it's sharing a success or sharing a challenge. If something's happening in France and they're dealing with some kind of issue or challenge, they can reach out to their colleagues in Germany or in the US or in Australia or wherever it may be, who they know may have been through a similar challenge and say, hey, friend, where did it work? Where did you fall over? Help me out, give me some advice, rather than coming back to global, because we certainly don't sit on all the answers there. So it's having this extended family that can all talk and work together. There's vast cultural differences sometimes, but there's also a lot of similarities between what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve.
I think many times we actually act as the facilitators almost, like bringing people together, solving some of the complex issues that we have together. And I think also the privilege of working for a brand like IKEA is also the downside sometimes because the news spread fast. So whenever there is something small happening in one country that could easily become a huge thing in a country or in a market somewhere else. So I think that's also one of the roles that we have at Global, like just trying to facilitate all of the things that are going on in the IKEA world and just trying to keep people up to date and to be able to be speedy when and if a crisis might happen.
Yeah, it's a really good point because you are so well known. You're high profile, as you say, and newsworthy everywhere.
I know it's a privilege to work for a brand like that, but it's also sometimes it's exhausting. There are so many expectations.
Yeah. I've heard you say that your role is to sort of amplify the voices and the stories at a very grassroots level. Is it through those local comms champions that you find those stories?
Here we talk about anyone can be a comms champion. There are so many coworkers out there that come up with great ideas and they're so excited to share them. And so again, it shouldn't be just us pushing things out. We are always on top of our channels looking for that amazing content. A great example we had was during the pandemic, one of our coworkers shared this brilliant idea where they were trying to meet customers in the best way. And normally in a retail environment, you smile at a customer across the room to let them know you're here and friendly and available to assist them in any way, but they're wearing masks. So that became a little more tricky. So this coworker came up with a super simple idea where they just took photos of each other with a big smile on their face and made it into a nice big badge, which they'd wear on the uniform to say, hey,
nice.
Here I am. I'm a friendly human person. Come talk to me, where you couldn't engage as well with the mask. And so we found that story and we put it on our little TV show and just amplified it. And then that idea was picked up by 10, 12 other markets almost straight away because it wasn't an idea that took a lot of money. It didn't take a lot of time. They didn't need to pull in agency support or big funds. It was just like, yeah, we can do this in the store. We've got a camera. We've got pretty facilities. Let's just go for it.
And I think that's also a great example of like things that happen in the markets that sometimes we have no clue about. And then we find out, we take a look at it. We actually take it up to a global level and then spread it out to the rest of the markets. I think that is also the strength in having that network and being able to take a look at what is actually happening in some of the other markets that we can use. I would say one of the key things that is our responsibility is to spread all the great things that are happening within the market, no matter how big or small it is. If we think that can support somebody else somewhere in the IKEA community, then why not?
I think that's the biggest secret or key to any success we've had is that we are just so laser focused on that's our audience, is our colleagues out there in the markets. We're not doing communications to please our manager or please our senior leadership. That's the easy way to do things. It's like writing the essay a certain way for the teacher who you know is going to grade it. And this is the way you do it. We had this vast audience, but we remain laser focused on who they are, where they are, how they're feeling at the moment, and what's going to help them in their day to day. What do they want to hear about? What do they want to know about? And that's where you can have your biggest wins.